What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
A recent significant hikes in prices of products sold at service station as it now offers more options for consumers. And economist Professor Peter Korte hopeful early completion of Memorandum of Understanding with external bilateral creditors will revamp confidence among investors. Also, Securities Exchange Commission intensifies efforts to keep fund management companies on their toes, not to shortchange investors amidst the current economic downturn. Welcome, let's settle for the details. I am Emma Davis. GOEL has moved to clarify recent hikes in prices of products sold at its service stations. The market leader claims that this is due to the rising cost of premium products that it offers to consumers. There is more in this report.
GOEL, which controls more than 40% of the petroleum sales market, in the past had one of the lowest prices at the pumps. This is because GOEL uses market dominance to force other players to review their prices in cases where they had gone ahead to increase prices. However, over the past 2 months, that has changed. GOEL, in most instances, is the first to increase prices of petroleum products at the pumps. It also became one of the few oil companies to have one of the highest prices at the pumps anytime there are reviews in the pricing window for the petroleum product. GOEL claims this Raw 95 is a premium product and has very low octane levels. That is why it's been forced to hike prices in recent times. It however claims in the circular that it has released a more regular product for petrol and diesel. It should be priced like the normal products on the market.
That was a Business Dex report. Meanwhile, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers say even though prices of liquefied petroleum gas has seen some stability, consumers would have enjoyed a reduction in prices if government had reduced some taxes on the product. Speaking to Joy Business, the executive secretary of COPEC, Duncan Amwa, said it is time to review some of the taxes.
LPG prices for what we pick have been relatively stable, although we had expected them to do about 3% down for this window. Unfortunately, we haven't recorded much as far as the LPG MCs going down. The prices are rather stable with LPG.
Away from fuel stories, economist Professor Peter Korte has stated that reaching a memorandum of understanding with external bilateral creditors is a good step for the second review of Ghana's program with the International Monetary Fund. There are concerns a delay in getting the debt restructuring completed is crucial to receive funding to support the city as well as boost investor confidence. Professor Korte is hopeful all the necessary procedures may be nearing completion.
The MOU will specify the debt exchange, the debt restructuring program, the interest payments, how much haircuts each creditor is supposed to suffer, and the terms if you're going to restructure to a future date, by how many years. I think all this will be clearly specified, as well as even the date. At what point are we, what start date are we doing all this restructuring? So there are several factors that goes into it. But for an MOU to be, you know, this understanding to be put on paper, it means you've come a long way. I don't think they start just by drafting an MOU. Certainly, there will be some talks and discussions, and some of the key elements of what has been discussed is what you will feature in the MOU.
That was Professor Peter Korte, an economist. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it remains vigilant to keep fund management companies on its toes, not to shortchange investors amidst the current economic challenges. According to Deputy Director General in charge of legals, Deborah Ayemfra, the SEC is working with various key stakeholders to ensure a seamless investment climate. She was speaking at the launch of Glyco Capital Income Fund.
We at the SEC have seen that the challenges come at a time where the financial market needs to evolve, innovate, and develop new investment products. So we are here today to see the coming to birth of a new product. Mutual funds are a potent tool in this endeavor, offering a pathway to wealth accumulation accessible to individuals from all financial backgrounds. That's why the 50 pesos is very interesting. All financial backgrounds.
Deborah Jemfra is the Deputy Director General in charge of legals at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Moving on, the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Julie Essiem, is making plans to engage large taxpaying community to form some mutual partnership in mobilizing revenue. This follows concerns that some companies in the country are being overburdened with taxes. The move is part of an entire strategy by the Commissioner to present the GRA as a more friendly tax collection agency to businesses. Speaking to Joy Business, Madam Essiem stated that the strategy will help in exceeding the revenue targets for the year.
My goal to really have a stakeholder engagement. Who are my large taxpayers? How do I engage them? How do I work with the mining industry? How do I work with the Bankers Association? How do I work with telcos, specifically maybe MTN? But how do I partner with my large taxpayers? And we have 90 days to actually really leverage that platform to hopefully the half year would turn around beautifully for you and me, because taxes are for you and me and not just myself.
Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Julie Essiem. Stakeholders in the agri-food sector is calling for assistance programs which will enable small and medium businesses to scale up. According to Executive Director of Africa Skills Hub Foundation, Daniel Amwaku Enchi, dedicated funding support, access to market, and nurturing will be essential in creating unicorns which can compete at the global level. He spoke to Joy Business at the graduation of the first cohort of the Agri-Food Enterprise Program.
support initiatives that can really help our various micro SMEs. Because for most of these SMEs, they are really trying to do their best based on one, the knowledge capacity they have. So if there are platforms, there are interesting programs like the Agri-Food Enterprise Program that really looks at one aspect on technical capacity, intense mentoring, intense industry expert exposure. Then also on the other aspect, access to market, access to finance. I think then it makes it holistic for any young entrepreneur to really see their need to be part.
The UNICEF Startup Labs 2024 Accelerator Program is aimed at harnessing the power of technology and entrepreneurship to drive social change and improve the lives of children and young people across Ghana. Speaking at the launch to welcome the 2024 cohorts, the UNICEF Deputy Representative in Ghana emphasize the need for young Ghanaian businesses to be innovative to develop essential products for the market.
This helps the businesses not only become stronger, but then also to link with us at UNICEF to understand the markets where they work. So many of them, for example, are involved in healthcare delivery. Others are involved in education, particularly in edtech. Others more are looking at green solutions. So we are connecting them to our experts in-house and also across the world to really impart to them some of the expertise technically that they can use to develop a strong business product or service.
Fiacra Makase is UNICEF Deputy Representative in Ghana. For your pension tip on Money Lab, we will share insights on adequate savings for your retirement.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our last episode, we discussed into detail the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana. Today, we will be discussing how to take advantage of this three-tier pension scheme in order to save adequately for retirement. Under National Pensions Act 2008, Act 766, workers in Ghana can now contribute up to 35% of their basic salary to their pensions and not pay income tax on those contributions. This gives the workers a great opportunity to save for their retirement. To fully take advantage of this three-tier pension scheme, ensure your employer is paying the mandatory Tier 1 and Tier 2 contributions, encourage your employer to set up a provident fund for all your staff under the Tier 3, and make a personal commitment to your future by signing up to the personal pension scheme. Until we come your way again on our next episode of Money Lab, please remember